Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Kerry O'Connor and Mo Rocca are tied for first place, Peter. Each has 3 points. Roy Blunt Jr. has 2.
All right. So, Roy, you are going to begin. Fill in the blank. Former Congressman Mark Silgender was indicted on charges that he had worked for a group that sent money to blank.
Terrorists.
Right. The FDA announced that over-the-counter blanks should not be given to children under 2.
Cough medicines.
Right. Officials in Minneapolis said that a design flaw was the cause of a fatal blank last year.
Bridge collapse.
Right. The Commerce Department reported that the construction of new blanks dropped to its lowest level in 16 years.
Houses.
Right. The New York Post mistakenly said that if openly gay North Carolina Senate candidate Jim Neal wins his election, former Senator Jesse Helms will blank.
Plots.
No spin in his grave.
Oh, well.
Helms, of course, is still with us. Scientists in South America discovered the fossilized remains of a blank that weighed 1 ton and was the size of a small car.
A rodent.
Exactly, a rat. Media mogul Blank announced her newest project, a 24-hour TV network named OWN, O-W-N, after her initials.
Oprah.
Oprah Winfrey, Oprah Winfrey Network. A judge in Canada acquitted a drunk driving suspect who convinced the judge he couldn't have been driving under the influence because he's blank.
He's blind.
No, he's too cheap to buy a sufficient amount of booze.
Oh.
Thomas Wood admitted to having a pint and a glass of beer over a 2.5-hour period, but he said there's no way he would shell out the big bucks for 4 drinks. And since an expert testified that it would have taken 4 drinks for Wood to be over the blood alcohol limit, the judge acquitted him. Carl, how did Roy do on our quiz?
Roy had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 14 points, and Roy has the lead.
All right. Now,
I thought Plotz was Yiddish for turnover in his grave.
No, Plotz is Yiddish for... For getting off a blunge and just, you know. Anyway. All right. We have flipped a coin. Kiri has elected to go second, so here you go, Kiri. Fill in the blank. Appearing before a congressional committee, baseball commissioner Bud Selig took responsibility for the problem of blanks in baseball.
Steroids.
Right. Stocks slipped after Blank told Congress that he supports plans for a stimulus package to help the economy.
Ben Bernanke.
Right. Amazingly, only a few people were injured Thursday when a British Airways jet crash-landed short of the runway at Blank Airport.
Heathrow.
Right. An hour before the Democratic debate in Nevada, the state Supreme Court ruled that NBC did not have to include presidential candidate Blank.
Dennis Kucinich.
Right. But he still has Elizabeth. After they got a call about an armed man in the restroom, police in Canada descended on Edmonton City Hall, only to find Blank.
A moose in the restroom.
No, a man with a gun-shaped belt buckle. Oh. Richard Nair, hula hoop inventor and founder of the Blank Toy Company, died at age 82.
Whammo.
Right. NBC lost approximately $10 to $15 million in advertising dollars because of the bare bones announcement of this year's blank winners.
Golden Globes.
Right. A Milwaukee judge accused a prosecutor of near contemptuous behavior because the prosecutor blanked.
Fell asleep.
No. Wore an ascot instead of a tie to court.
Oh, goodness.
Judge William Sosnay had warned Assistant District Attorney Warren Zier before. So when Zier arrived in court wearing the red ascot and matching pocket square, Sosnay had it. He said, quote, "This is not about the definition of an ascot or a necktie. This is an issue which I believe deals with the integrity of the court."
Should have worn a dickie.
Yeah. Carl, how did Kiri do?
Kiri had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. She now has 15 points, and Kiri has the lead.
All right, then. How many questions correct does Mo need to win?
6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go, Mo. Ready?
Yeah.
This is for the game. Fill in the blank. This week, the FDA approved the sale of meat from blanked animals.
Animals with mad cow disease.
No. Cloned animals. This week, both Citigroup and famously bullish investment firm Blank posted the worst losses in their histories.
Merrill Lynch.
Right. A judge in Nevada said Democrats could conduct primary voting in the Blanks of Las Vegas.
Casinos.
Right. A video appeared on the internet in which Blank says that he and his fellow Scientologists are, quote, authorities of the mind.
Tom Cruise.
Yes. In Alberta, Canada, a good Samaritan who got his car stolen when he stopped to help a stranded driver said in the future he wouldn't stop even if Blank...
Mother Teresa was thumbing a ride.
No, even if, quote, there was a blonde, half-naked chick running away from a guy with a chainsaw, unquote. With the headline 930,180 minutes, the New York Times measured the amount of time blank ran on Broadway before closing.
Rent.
Right. A day after a Nevada judge doubled his bail for breaking the original terms of his release from jail, blank returned home to Florida.
Blank returned home to Florida.
Yes.
O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson, yes. Officials at Amsterdam Airport did not believe the man dressed as a priest who said that the 3 kilos of cocaine on his person were actually blank.
The ashes of Christ?
No. That would be a find. Holy sand.
Okay.
The man who claims to run a Bolivian monastery refused to be searched on religious grounds. I didn't know you could do that, but police searched him anyway. Apparently you can't. And they discovered the 3 kilos of coke strapped to his legs under his vestments. Oh, that, he said? That's just holy sand. Police quickly determined that the street name for holy sand was cocaine and said that the man's arrest has made them think twice about the holy Tic Tacs and holy parsley they've seen lately. Carl, did Mo do well enough to win?
He needed at least 6 correct answers to tie, but Mo had just 5
oh,
correct
my
answers.
Goodness.
So with 15 points, Kerry O'Connor is this week's champion.
Hey, well done.